On your computer, then you know. Do you depend on your computer?
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Are you thinking about buying a home? If you are, you may want to get a move on it. Prices are going through the roof. ABC's Richard Davies checking out a new report.
For the first time since the housing bust 5 years ago, home prices in two large American cities have reached record highs. The housing market continues to recover. Prices in Denver and Dallas regained all their losses and then some. A Schiller report says average prices in the 20 biggest housing markets jumped more than 12% in May from the year before. Price gains were at their strongest since 2006.
And it can't be the verdict today. Accused of aiding the enemy in more than 700,000 government documents to the anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks. One of 21 charges is to get away from prison to be convicted. There was an unexpected
530-781-9600 or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush. And listen to us.
Tune in to us.
And good afternoon, everybody, here. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. And we're here talking to you about what's on our mind and what's on your mind. And you can give us a call here at 330-781-9600 if you're here locally in the Youngstown, Ohio area, or on our unlimited internet lines, 1-347-945-5229. And there's a lot happening out here today. The president is getting ready to go on another a tour of the country. Running for 2016, I would imagine. Oh, he can't be elected again. Well, I don't know, but he's been campaigning constantly ever since he got into office, and it worked because he got back in the office after the first 4 years of disaster, which I can't understand that why the people, they think that through the disaster, something is going to happen better. I don't understand it. But anyway, That's for brighter minds than me to figure out. I'm gonna just tell you, I can't see it. I cannot see this, and this is really, really, really bothering me because there's too many things happening. The one thing I want to start off with this morning, or this afternoon, is we have in city of New York, where you can't buy a 32-ounce anymore, you have in the city of New York, and soon to be every place else across the country, fast food workers on strike. Somebody tell me, why are fast food workers going on strike? Please call me and tell me. Fast food jobs are not meant for you to raise a family on. The fast food workers are on strike and causing disruption, saying that they want to be making $15 an hour. Well, heck, I'd love to make $15 an hour to work a fast food job. But the market doesn't bear that. This is something we don't understand in America. We haven't been teaching the children that we're a market society. Why? Because we're probably wanting to go, some of the people in power, there's a power struggle for freedom and for socialism. The two don't live in the same place. Two objects cannot occupy the same place at any time. Two ideologies cannot either, because the one will destroy you. Under capitalism, if you apply yourself and figure some things out, you'll be doing quite well, at least comfortable. Under capitalism, you don't have to really work that hard. This is crazy. So now they have the fast food people on strike. So what in the world are they going to do, or what are you going to do if they get their way? A burger at Wendy's, the single, mind you, I think is six something. Are you going to go and pay $12 for a hamburger? What will happen is Wendy's would have to fold as a chain, and they'd get rid of a whole lot of stores to be able to support paying $15 an hour out of a few of their stores. This is the most asinine thing I've ever heard of, and absurd. And as one of my friends on Facebook said, it's asinine, it's asinine, and it's asinine. I can't believe this. Does anybody believe this, that we are seeing fast food people going on strike to falsely raise their wages and their pay? Listen, all jobs are not created equal. All jobs are not created equal. A fast food job is meant for you to come inside, learn how to work, make a few dollars, and move on. That's what it's for. Because it's a low-skill job for you to work a grill, cooking burgers, and you get, you know, cooking burgers and frying fries, dropping the fries, folding it up, putting it in a bag. They want $15 an hour. Who's lost their mind? Somebody tell me. If it's me, please call me and tell me I'm crazy. Jeff, they should be making that $15 an hour. You never worked in there. You never had the support of it. No, I didn't, because I knew that fast food jobs were not going to be what I needed to support a family with. So I went from minimum wage job to a little bit better than minimum wage job to a little bit better than minimum wage job, and even to owning my own business for a long time. Still do, but I don't really do much with it at this particular time other than the entertainment portion. I'm a professional musician. I play a lot around town and lots of other places. It's crazy. This is something that's coming out of the White House, I do believe. My opinion. I didn't say this is the facts. I said this is my opinion. I can't imagine this coming from any place else, and then you're going to have protests in all these different cities. Now, we had a lot about the one percenters in this last election. And I noticed one thing, that there were some celebrities that were really not saying much. And then I didn't figure it out myself, but Charles Payne off of Fox News Business, Charles Payne made a statement. He said, the gap between the haves and the have-nots is not because of the rich in this country that have been just gathering money to themselves. That's not what has spiked the haves and the have-nots. What has spiked it is our fixation with sports and how much we pay our sports heroes. Because you have a lot of people entering into the millionaire and billionaire area, approaching billionaire status, that are playing sports. And if they're handling their money halfway decently, then it looks as though all these rich people are just stealing, these taking money, and we don't have any money. You're giving it to them when you go to the games. You're giving it to them, okay? I'm trying to be nice, and my blood pressure was up this morning. It's my birthday, and I can't take it. I can't take it. Do you hear me? Thank you for all of those that wished me happy birthday as well. But this was just over the top. This was over the top. Now, what's going to happen if we get fast food workers at $15 an hour? Help me figure it out, 330.
I hate to tell you on your birthday, but that's the dumbest thing I've heard yet today. I saw a chart that showed the top 10 athletes in America, Tiger Woods, LeBron James, Peyton Manning, and it added up what their yearly salaries were, and the top 10 athletes come about close to $1 billion with a B dollars a year they earn, okay, across all sports. And then they took the top 10 hedge fund Wall Street managers and what they earned in a year, and it was closer to $10 billion for 10 guys.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that athletes are skewing the 1%, hey, I'm all for starting to focus on taxing the celebrities because they are in the 1%.
Entertainers,
okay?
As well. Okay, but go ahead.
Entertainers, they're definitely making millions of dollars and they're in the 1%. But what you really want to see is when the 0.1%, what they actually make, it is astronomical how the really rich, how much money they make, how much money they save and don't invest in American jobs and American companies, how they ship it all and their incentive. They ship it all and are incentive. Hey, if they don't like the American environment with a little higher taxes and paying what, you know, the lowest corporate tax rates, they pay the lowest taxes personal-wise in what, 50 years? If they don't like it, move somewhere else. Move to China. What other environment offers them the protection by law, through patents, through the court systems? We have the best infrastructure for business and capitalism in the world, and where are they going to go? Greece? Where are they going to go? France? Where are they going to go? Canada? They're not going anywhere, and no one. I saw a good quote. I don't think any entrepreneur from Henry Ford to Steve Jobs has ever said, boy, I don't want to invent that thing because think of all the taxes I'll have to pay if I get rich. No one thinks about taxes that much when they're an entrepreneur or a business person. Sure, it's a minor consideration, but to say that these taxes are going to stem, you know, the American way of entrepreneurialism, that's just more BS from the rich Republicans who are trying to convince us that giving them all the money, you know, come on
with the rich Republican thing though. That's a farce.
Most rich guys are Republicans, and why? Because they represent their best interest. The Republicans represent the interests of the rich.
Then who is the guy that just closed his hedge fund last year to people that is pouring money into the elections in America, trying to get progressive candidates elected? George Soros? Is he poor?
George Soros is important. Are the Koch brothers the richest, the biggest?
Koch brothers, hey, they're playing the politic. They're doing the politic, no doubt about it.
Right. The rich, my point is, I only got 30 seconds left. Politics costs money. Politics costs money.
And on both sides, they're financing.
The rich play the game.
They're both financing them. what I'm saying. There's no doubt. Sometimes they put in both camps. But can you take a few minutes after these messages?
Sure.
Take a few minutes. I want to finish talking to you. It's a very good call. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the Air Chair. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
For more than 15 years, InfoCision has been a part of our area, with locations in Austintown, Boardman, and Newcastle, and stands out from the competition.
Well, we have an incredible benefits package that includes medical, dental, and vision coverage. We have our on-site fitness centers and doctor's offices. We offer the 401ks where they can invest in their future. We have competitive pay rates to be competitive with everybody in the area and then still, you know, employ the highest quality people. And we're still growing and looking to employ more of the valley. We have the job hotline, which is 1-800-210-6269. They can also go to our website, infocision.com, and they can still even apply online.
Putting America and our valley back to work.
This is Becky Wall from Deering Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. We are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions, from entry level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Deering Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future.
Accessible, affordable. Those are the two most popular reasons our students choose Eastern Gateway Community College. Eastern Gateway is one of the fastest growing colleges in Ohio because students recognize this is a great place to get their career prepared or to get transfer bound. We have programs that are in demand in the health, public services, engineering, IT, business, and social services. You can apply at Eastern Gateway Community College by calling 1-800-68-COLLEGE, extension 212, or go on our website, egcc.edu.
Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work.
Rusty Humphries.
More people coming out attacking the Tea Party, right? I'm starting to say, you know what? Democrats, bring it on. I want more attacks to the Tea Party. I want to see more hate coming from the left. Why? I want the Democrats to continue to show their true colors.
News Talk 600. We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back here. Give us a call here at 330-781-9600, or our unlimited internet lines at 1-347-945-5229. 215-225-229. And we're talking about right now the strike going on by the fast food restaurants, and I made a statement about one percenters and how sports people and entertainers are part of that mishmash of things, and they're making a lot of money. And then I ran across an article while we were on break that gives me an idea of who the one percenters are. And the one percenters aren't just old white Republicans. In fact, a lot of them would probably not be Republicans, like university presidents, a lot of your politicians, online infopreneurs, TV journalists. I know good and doggone well many of them are not that. Executives and CEOs, yeah, but they're number 5 or 6 on the list, 6 or 7. There's all types of things going down the line. Internet startup people like Apple, Zynga, Twitter, Google, professional sports players and entertainment media. The top 1% are everywhere because of the way everything is changing. So now, why are the 99%ers on the bottom, my friend? Go ahead, you're correcting me, and I'm gonna say that what I said wasn't stupid, but it wasn't the main reason only. But I want you to go ahead and expound.
Okay, well, I get that, you know, there's a lot of people that are joining the ranks of millionaires, but you do realize, like, the Republican message, it seems to be that we want everyone to be the 1%. And to me, that's, like, the most ridiculous thing, is because it's technically, mathematically impossible for everyone to be in the 1%. You see what I'm saying? Like, everyone can't be in the 1%. There can only be 1% of everybody. So they're trying to sell this message that if you just let us keep all our money and keep doing the things we do, hoarding all our money into, you know, trillion-dollar hedge funds and billion-dollar trusts, and you know, stuffing some of that away off-season, you know, maybe not paying taxes on some of it, because that's, we just got so much of it, we got to buy 5 houses, and, you know, we just have to have stuff everywhere, then, you know, it'll trickle down into your pockets sooner or later. And you know,
that's,
you'll
not
be
our
rich
message.
Too. You'll feel it too.
That's not
but,
our
that's,
message.
It's constant. Then what they're saying, the 1% are the ones that are the job creators. Who are the job creators? It's the 1% who, if you tax them, they'll leave. They'll go somewhere else. If you
they
treat
sure
them
will.
Badly, they'll leave. Where? Where are they going to go? Singapore? Where are they going to go? China? Good luck. Greece? Europe? Please, no one treats the wealthy better than America does. And they're just belly aching and boo-hooing because they see a political opportunity to grab and fleece the 99% one more time. And when you say,
Wait a minute. What's the grab and fleece thing going on? Because you have the Republican message totally unfounded. That is not
what
you're
saying. I follow politics. I listen to both messages. And
well,
I'm in
the one party, and I'm telling you that that's not what we believe or think. I'm going to tell
that's
you what we believe
and
think.
That's why you lose elections then, because
no, it
because
isn't.
The
we
message,
lose elections because, no, we lose
the
elections because,
well
no, that is. Our messaging is terrible because when somebody from the left throws a bomb at us, we sit there and don't defend ourselves. Okay, as a party,
Mitt
I'm talking
Romney,
about.
Mitt Romney was the whitest fogey that I can imagine as a candidate besides John McCain, the last two candidates Republicans have put up, was on videotape saying 47%, I don't even care about them because they're leeches and mooches. If they've taken government handouts,
that's
it's
not
better
what
to
he
go
said.
To your parents. Well, he kind of included, look, I work. And when I was in college, I took a Pell Grant because I couldn't afford college, and I took a Pell Grant. I'm included in his qualification for that statement. Later when he backtracked, if you took any Pell Grants or anything for college, you're part of that 47% to get to that number of who's taking government handouts. It's not just welfare, okay? It's not just – it's anyone that takes any assistance along their path in life. that he never had to because he had a silver spoon. I'm supposed to identify with that? No.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't care for his messaging, but his packaging.
Okay.
But he was not talking to you and talking down to you. He was talking about the people that are people that are uneducated, low information voters that weren't going to look at opportunity versus a government handout. There's a big difference. What do you want, sir? What do you want? A paycheck or a government check? And unfortunately, you have too many people to the tune of 47-48% right now of people that are taking a government check. They don't want to even go after the paycheck. So they're sitting there just like they are in Denmark, sitting around where you have a very small private sector supporting public handouts, something like 35-65%.
And what about the people at the fast food who said, no, I can't get a better job, but I will go to work and earn a paycheck, and yet they want a little bit more, and you're saying that $7.89 is too much?
No, $7.89 is one thing. $15 is ridiculous. And that's what they're asking
for.
What?
It's ridiculous, right? When these guys are making $25 billion, these billion-dollar companies are saying, you know, it's too much to give a living wage in this country, and that's why we have the 99%, because there's this growing, it's harder and harder to climb the ladder in America. It's harder and harder. The disparity of wealth is getting harder and harder.
When you have a president who has declared war on business, on business, period.
He's declared war. You know what he should declare war on? First, he declared war on the healthcare companies, who's, if you look at the cost of the two biggest increases over the last 20 years to taking out of the 99%'s pocketbook, healthcare and education, those two things are what's keeping the 99% down. Healthcare and education. Okay, and he took war on the healthcare industry. He's trying to make it cheaper and more affordable for people to provide healthcare, and the next step should be education. Because when a kid can't afford college, that's a barrier to the next level and a jump in income and a jump in their life. Okay, and when you make it so expensive for a kid to go to college that he says, you know what, forget it. I can't afford it. My parents can't afford it. Then the 1% wins because they get to keep people down.
It's the government's fault that it is that way, my friend, and that's the whole problem. And the thing is the government sticking its nose in education like they do, because guess what? I don't want them in my local school. I don't want them telling me from D.C. that I got to feed my kids grass for lunch because I want them to be healthier. That's not their business.
This is so crazy.
I'm not done. Let me rant for a second. And I don't want them allowing the union to run roughshod over my school district and tell them that we're going to have class sizes of this, that, and the other, or nothing at all, and then we have to hire more people until we can't afford to really educate the kids at the level that they're at. That's the problem. You have a union representing teachers and nobody representing students. And so, therefore, when you have an inner-city situation like you do, why are the test scores in the inner city so terrible? Whether you're black or white in the inner city, you're still doing terrible.
My wife's a teacher, been a teacher for 12 years, and I was a teacher for 1 year inner-city school. Okay, and the why are test scores so low? I mean, it's a complicated answer, but the general answer is the parents don't care, okay? The parents, they say, I want my kid the best for my kid, but really when it means reading to your kid at night, okay, don't have time for that. It means going over homework with your kids when they need help at home, that's a teacher's job. It's a teacher's job to do all this stuff. It's a teacher's job to educate, and the problem is, so when you say, well, the unions, you know, they run roughshod in the schools.
Yep.
The problem is, okay, so you don't want the unions in, so who comes in? The corporations, and they're going to feed the kids a prepackaged meal that's nothing but high-fat carbohydrates, that are going to make these kids obese, okay? And that's who your choices are.
That's not true.
The corporations
true.
Don't care. The corporations want to make
true.
Money.
What you just said is not true. It's not true.
What? Okay.
You either have the one or the other. No, you have options when you control it locally. Okay?
You can always pack a lunch. If you want a healthy lunch,
they won't let you pack a lunch.
Yeah, well,
they won't
the
let
problem
you.
Is, the problem is these kids are getting breakfast, lunch, and a snack at school. Why are they doing that? Because the parents don't feed them, and because the teachers know that they can't educate a hungry kid who won't pay attention, who falls asleep because he didn't get breakfast at home. So the schools are going, look, we got to educate these kids, so we have to figure out a way to feed them because the parents aren't doing it. We're talking about a bigger issue now than just Obama wants to control schools or something like that. I want the kids to be, you know, education makes a better economy, makes a better America. I agree with you
3,000%. But the problem is, again, excuse me, is that education does not take into account, first of all, they think that one size fits all. Every teacher is not worth the money they're getting, and some teachers are worth 10 times what they're getting. And
sure,
the problem
that's
is
a there's, problem.
Well, there's a huge problem because when you have poor people, you have socioeconomic problems that have to be dealt with first. That's why we spend more money on inner city schools than we do on suburban schools, because
we also spend more money on police forces and fire forces in inner city too, and the suburbs end up subsidizing it. I mean, this is a major problem. Sure, it is, but you know the other problem is if you want to turn schools over to the private side, you're going to start looking like prisons who treat inmates.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, keep them public, but allow.
Okay.
You know, first of all, put qualified people on a board, even if you have to make the Board of Education a corporation itself, per se, a business itself, to where you are getting people that are qualified thinkers in education, not just some Joe Blow.
Explain to me how this is a common argument that I hear. So how do you explain then that, we want the best educated, the best minds and the best thinkers in the public education, but wait, we don't want to pay our teachers because they're fat cats, and we want to break up teachers' unions because they want too much. Yet when these educate, like me, okay, I went into teaching and realized I can't make any money in teaching, so I left. Okay, I'm not saying I'm the best mind or whatever, but it's a common thing when you see these people go, I can make more money working for a chemical company or working in a biology lab that isn't capped out at $38,000 a year or something like that, then they're going to leave. But then the Republicans want to break up the teachers' unions in Wisconsin and Ohio because they're bad. They want more benefits. These teachers don't deserve to get this pay because they're fat cats living off the pension.
That's not the point.
That's how it's portrayed.
That's how the left portrays what the Republicans are doing. That is not what the Republicans are doing. The Republicans are saying you are breaking the bank because you're trying to push more and more of these benefits at this time. You have a choice.
But you have to.
No, you don't have to.
What
do Catholic churches do with their schools? And why are they putting out a greater product than the inner city schools ever do, even though they're located in the inner cities?
And they charge tuition, and they have smaller class sizes. You have huge class sizes.
But they have control over their school. They have control over their school.
Because they can kick them out, and the parents that are paying the tuition have an investment in their kid.
Absolutely.
Here's the problem. The final problem is you got a guy who comes out of college, and he can go become a teacher.
Hold that thought. Okay. I got to take one more break, and I promise you we'll finish it out to the top of the hour. Afternoon, Tracy friends. Be right back.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news.
Police say a man returned to his Campbell home, found an intruder inside, then the suspect fired three shots at him. It happened at a house on Gladstone Street. The homeowner grabbed his gun and fired back, and then the intruder ran off. The suspect was caught, and police say he's been arrested for burglary and assault. Tomorrow, Youngstown's police chief and other community leaders, including prosecutor Dana Lance, will be at the Mahoning County School holding a community initiative to fight gang violence. It's for any juvenile in or affiliated with a gang or gang activity. The event goes from 10 in the morning to 11:30 a.m., and no cameras are allowed on the premise. A 23-year-old Boardman woman is charged with driving without a license and reckless operation. Earlier this month, police say she hit a carport on Lehman's Drive. It collapsed, hurting her mother-in-law and two kids inside the car. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number. 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassastech.com.
News Talk 600 is working to help put our valley back to work. We've come together with local employers and training centers to connect job seekers with potential new openings and new careers. Visit our website and click on Features. That's where you'll find links to local companies and training centers, and you can even submit your resume right online. Putting our valley and America back to work. Visit 600WSOM.com.
People throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave, 1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back here afternoon with Tracy and friends. My caller dropped right now, but that's okay because we're going to continue on. I wanted to say some things. He made some statements, some very broad statements about what Republicans think. Republicans aren't thinking, and all Republicans are not rich, by the way, my audience here and abroad. They're not rich. I certainly am not rich and would love to be, but the one thing about Republicans, what they believe in, is leaving America open for you to have the opportunity to become rich if you want to. America is the land of opportunity, not the a land of guaranteed outcomes. That's what makes us so great, because you have people come to this country that don't speak English. Some of them get on inner tubes and get over here. They'll get on a stowaway on a ship. They'll they'll stow away in an airplane cargo if they can. And they'll come to this country. Some of them get naturalized the right way. Some of them are here illegally. And I guess it's easier for you to make the money illegally because I had to tell you, they're going to tax the living daylights out of you if they know you have any money. So that's the whole thing about that. So it's a huge incentive to come to the United States because we're still the biggest economy in the world right now. Republicans want the system open so that you can be rich if you want to. And you come up with a good idea, a good product, you can do it. In the last 4 years, that donut hole of opportunity has shrunk down to a Cheerio-style hole in this country because they have it set up for you right now that the tax increases that are going to take effect through the health care law, which I don't know what in the world John Roberts thought he was doing when he okayed that and voted with the left to impose this foolish law that's going to destroy us and also degrade our services some 2 to 3 levels of service. We'll get nominal service out of our doctors now because you're putting tons and tons of people, some who did not even want to get on the program, on it, and which is going to require you to have more doctors when the old doctors are leaving. Doesn't make sense. South Carolina, your mic is hot.
No, it doesn't make any sense, Jeff, because, I mean, you know what's going to happen to a lot of these young folks that are above 26 years old and, mm-hmm. and they're in good health. They're not going to apply for any type of health care plan, and they're going to be penalized. And I think that's going to cause a backlash. I don't think people really realize how much that's going to affect people.
They don't realize it, nor do they care.
Well, I don't think they won't realize it until it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
When they get that bill. When they get that bill and says, you know, you owe this.
It's going to be the clincher on this. You're going to be paying all this tons of money for health care, and you're not going to get half the services that you were getting before. I can't say half, but you're going to have a reduced list of things that they cover. Because it's already happened to my health care plan, and I'm ticked about it.
I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, I've been getting letters from my corporate office telling me that, you know, we're switching over to, you know, health savings accounts, period. And then at the very last, you know, it says that, you know, we anticipate an extreme increase in our premiums. So we're going to go to a high deductible plan in order to, you know, be able to pay for it. So in order to pay for the high deductible plan, you got to get a health savings account. And that's the way they offset it. So I'm kind of looking at it like, well, this is going to be very interesting.
Yeah,
even
while the president's going on another $7.6 million vacation, $100 million wasn't enough, I guess.
Wow. It must be
nice.
Oh,
man. The $100 wasn't enough.
That must be really nice to, you know.
Oh, man. Martha's Vineyard is going to a huge thing. But here's my thing, and I was talking to the guy. He's jumping on Republicans, and he's using the left's talking points of what Republicans want And Republicans are not saying that public school teachers are not worth paying. What they're saying is the unions continue to push and push and push and push for more and more and more and more. Your tax base is only so big. And when you're in a downturn in the society, you cannot afford certain things anymore. So now you have a union contract that said you must perform that. So you got stuff happening like California and Detroit. You have municipalities going bankrupt because they cannot afford to keep paying all of what the unions negotiated when times were better. So I'm lost here.
Well, they expect the bank, or they expect the cities to go out and borrow money.
Well, yeah, borrow money to fulfill union contracts.
Right.
Not for improvements, not for development. They're borrowing money to maintain.
Exactly.
Hoping it's going to get better, but then
sense.
Well, see, here's how bad it doesn't make any sense. You have the president that's raised taxes, the highest tax rate you ever came jump that you've ever had in history. Highest that. Not only that, the taxes inside of health care are going to absolutely decimate business. Now, he's talking about going to cut some corporate taxes so that they'll reinvest in the society and hire people, because he's trying to get that rate up. Because, look, socialism doesn't work. It never has worked. Now, if you want to go and find out the truth, just look at why businesses are not hiring, why they're cutting people back to below 50 in the businesses that they can, so that they don't have to pay the mandate. Look at what they're doing. People are losing jobs. Lives are being upset because he fundamentally changed the way the United States did business. And no, the rich people aren't just saying, we want you to work for pennies and this, that, and other. That's not what they're doing. They're trying to protect what they have that they earned, and the government is trying to force them to put it out there so that they can take it in taxes and grow the government. Government is like cancer, everybody. And if I'm wrong, give me a call here at 330-781-9600 or like South Carolina, 1-347-945-5229. Okay, let me say this one, and then you jump in, man.
Cancer.
What? It's like cancer. Government is just like cancer. You know what it does?
Wow.
Once it's gone bad, it consumes all of the wealth away from the other cells in the body.
Yep.
And it grows abnormally, and it hurts the host that it is in.
And then eventually, if not treated, it does what?
It kills you.
It kills you.
So the United States has a case of cancer called progressive socialism. Believe you me, people, it's a cancer. It is not healthy for us.
Yep, that's an awesome statement, man. I've never heard it put that way before. And a lot of folks are going to say, man, that's harsh, man. That is harsh. Our government is cancer. And you're going to take a long, hard look at it because it's true.
Well, that's because your government is being run by progressive socialists right now. And that's what they do. Notice that they don't want any abatement in service. They want to continue to serve as many. In fact, we're serving more people than ever by the government. They want people dependent upon them. They want people to attend to them because then it's easy to soak the wealth. The middle class has been losing the past 4 years, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because you've had a money shift You've had a government with the EPA regulations that are destroying business and energy in this country. The Saudi king warning people that the fracking in America is going to destroy their ability to have wealth. And it's true because it was a plan from the beginning. And from what I heard somebody say, what Kissinger spoke when he created OPEC. And ladies and gentlemen, if you think I'm crazy, you look it up. Henry Kissinger is who created OPEC. And he promised them certain things for them to provide oil to the United States for X amount of time. And that relationship is still going on. However, that wasn't supposed to last forever. And when it doesn't, radical Islam will take over these countries and they will turn their hand to destroy us. So you have to watch what's happening. You have to be aware of what they're doing. I know nobody wants to listen to this and they think we're crazy and blah, 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 but look it up for yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Please, look it up. Look at when a world leader speaks having to do with the United States and this debacle I'm seeing get ready to happen in Washington, D.C., because they're going to try to force Jerusalem to split in two, taking the most holy places away from the Jewish people. But God said he's going to deal with that part of it.
Well,
they
Jeff, I mean,
divide
here's what
yeah,
I'm
go
looking
ahead.
At. You know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Okay?
Absolutely.
It does not make any sense to me to cut off our oil supply, seeing full well what could be on the horizon in the Middle East. Why don't we shore up our own oil supply? We've got the pipeline from Canada. We know the oil is going to go somewhere.
Right.
Somebody's going
right.
to buy it. They don't want us to use our own oil or drill our own oil. So it's almost like it's all being done by design.
It's absolutely. Watch this, and we're going to go to top of the hour break here in a second. So I didn't want you to get tore up here, but
mm-hmm.
You watch this. You watch and see, don't they? First of all, they're going to try to divide Israel. They're not going to let us develop oil because of whatever reason. Well, control is what it is. Progressive socialists want control. They want one world government control as well. So I want you guys to know that. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back. South, hold on. And everybody else in the queue, hold on. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSON, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSON.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Ontario Olinger, an army private charged with giving hundreds of thousands of U.S. government secrets to the website WikiLeaks. is about to learn his fate. ABC Stephen Portnoy is at Fort Meade, Maryland.
As the court martial convenes, a small group of protesters has gathered outside the gates of this base, which happens to house the headquarters of the NSA. Bradley Manning arrived here a few hours ago in his dress uniform, towered over by MPs much larger than his 5-foot-2-inch frame. If Colonel Denise Lynn finds Manning guilty of the most serious charge, aiding the enemy, he could spend the rest of his life in prison.
Manning's attorneys say their client is innocent, a whistleblower who wanted to bring U.S. war crimes to light. Another report shows it may not be a homebuyer's market for much longer.
6 years after the bubble burst on the housing market,
we're basically primed for a perfect housing market recovery.
Real estate agent Shaychelle Van Poole backs up what the Case-Shiller report finds, that home prices are at their pre-recession levels. And for home buyers,
the interest rates are still very low, so they're able to afford a lot more than even what they were able to afford when we were at the peak in 2006 and 2007.
Analysts hope the numbers reflect an overall strengthening of the economy. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Secretary of State John Kerry says plans are moving ahead for another round of Mideast peace talks.
They will meet within the next 2 weeks in either Israel or the Palestinian territories in order to begin the process of formal negotiation.
Top negotiators are in Washington this week. Investigators in Spain say the engineer of that train involved in a deadly derailment last week was speeding and on his phone at the time. Two stars of The Real Housewives of New Jersey can stay home while they await trial on fraud charges. Teresa Giudice and her husband Joe are free on bond, but Joe's learned that he could be deported to Italy if he's convicted. He's not a U.S. citizen. The Dow and the Nasdaq both up. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Diane Caridou. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has, thanks to the health care law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you're expecting, you might want to check out a new study that provides more evidence that breastfeeding may be better for your baby now and later in life. Here's ABC's Karen Chase.
The longer you breastfeed, the bigger the boost for your baby's brain. Researchers at Boston's Children's Hospital found that babies breastfed for a year had IQs 4 points higher and had better verbal and nonverbal skills. Scientists say many women can't or don't breastfeed longer than a few months because they have to go back to work. The research was published in the prestigious Journal of the American Medical Association with an accompanying editorial suggesting it's time to start making it easier and more acceptable for women to breastfeed for longer. Karen Chase, ABC News.
She still hasn't said one way or another, but a super PAC that wants Hillary Clinton to run for president in 2016 says it's raised a lot of money, more than $1 million. The Ready for Hillary super PAC began collecting donations in earnest this spring. The total will be reported in the group's financial report tomorrow. Daria Alderman, ABC News.
Hey, what you doing?
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, this summer your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer brings you thrilling adventure and heroic performance. Stop in to find blockbuster deals on vehicles like Ford Focus. Visit driveoneohio.com.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
Like ETI Technical College, creating quality programs in demand fields with options that save you time and money.
We offer several different programs: law, business, medicine, web design, accounting, some skilled trades. We give the students an opportunity to focus the curriculum solely around their area of interest, trimming away a lot of the fat, you know, saving them time, saving them money. Two things as you get older, you're going to wish you had more of, time and money. And a college like ETI is able to save you both.
Putting America and our valley back to work. To find out how your business can be a part of our program, call 330-783-1000. That's 330-783-1000.
Earring Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Here on WSOM 600 AM, on iHeartRadio at WSOM 600 AM, and on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. And we're talking about things that are going on all over the place that are affecting you. And what's bothering me is that we're putting our eggs in these baskets. And I dealt with the one caller who was telling me how Republicans just want people to be a certain way. They don't want them to make money and this, that. They want everybody to be the 1%. They're trying to say we want there to be opportunity in the United States for everybody. Didn't say that every single person that's a Republican is doing that. Or aren't racist in some kind of way, and Democrats the same. You have prejudiced Democrats, prejudiced Republicans, and places. But you have to look at who believes in opportunity in America. It's about opportunity. It's not about we're going to take from the one percenters and give it to somebody else. Because guess what? One percenters aren't going to let you take their money. And if you think they are, then you're a fool. Barack Obama has laid a trap for money in America for him to grow government. He fundamentally changed you into a nation of haves and have-nots. Because the middle class is now disappearing at an alarming rate. He is now trying to make some kind of deal with Congress. It's not going anywhere, by the way, where he's going to cut the corporate tax rate if for more investment in the society. What he means by investment is so he can, excuse my mouth, but it's like this, piss money down a drain that's not going to work anyway. So it makes it look like he's doing something to help the people in society. He's not trying to help you, because if he wasn't trying to help you, he would not be killing businesses where you work. How many firms are getting under 50 people because of this health care law? How many of families in coal country have lost their livelihood because he has a war on coal. He hates coal because he thinks global warming. Well, it's been pretty doggone cool here at night in my area of the country. I don't know where everybody else is at. But it's gone down to the 50s. This is the middle of summer. We should be having 70-degree nights. Instead, we're at 50. So give me global warming. I'll take it. I'll take palm trees growing around where I live now, because when that 6-8 inches of snow is on the ground in the wintertime, I don't like it. South, you are live and larger in charge if you want to chip in and say anything. But
palm trees?
Palm trees, like you have down there. And I know you got palm trees.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got some palm trees.
I know you got palm trees. Man, I told you, my family is from the South. I love the South. I'd like to move back.
I looked at the national weather map and saw 50 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
And
50,
I was like,
50,
man, this is crazy.
Yeah. And summer doesn't last here that long anyway. We get summer literally from about the 15th of May till about the 30th of August. Usually Labor Day weekend. It's cold at night. I play a particular party every year, and when we play at that party, we have to take long sleeve shirts and sweaters. Because we know what's going to be when night falls out in the country at this place my band plays at. No, this is crazy. This is crazy. And you have these ideologies of these things that people believe. Here, they're studying the sun. They're trying to find out what's going on. There's no global warming. I don't care how much the ice caps melt at the North Pole. I don't care, because they're finding leaves. Go ahead.
This is just, what I'm saying is cyclical, man. I mean, it's going to happen. Things are going to happen. The weather's going to get weird, but that is not an indication that the sky is falling.
No. And with 100 years of data, it's a foolish notion to try to predict. That's all you have is about 100 years of true data on how hot it is or how hot it's not. And that's where I'm at. Pollution is one thing. That's a different thing. And we need to make sure we continue our efforts to curb pollution in our air and in our waters, et cetera, et cetera. Though we have some very good filtration systems, it's better to have more pure of the other. The earth is a self-correcting system. You can get whatever you want out of it with a little bit of work. In fact, it's the best example of capitalism that there is. The whole earth is capitalistic. If you work it, it'll produce for you. If you try to take care of it, it will produce. If you don't take care of it, it won't produce. That's why I say, and for my biblical scholars out there, hey, South, I got one more. For my biblical guys, I put it like this. The government is just like hell. Because the scripture says that hell enlarges itself daily. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger daily. And that's just like government. I'm sorry. It's a cancer and it's sending you to hell. I can't believe it. Go ahead, Phil. Say something so I get off my rant here.
They're so busy talking, trying to tell you to take the path of least resistance. But the path of least resistance, man, is leading you straight to hell. I mean, it, you don't have to worry about, anything going bad or or, you know, they're going to take care of you, and everybody's going to be taken care of, and we feel so compassionate for you. But in the meantime, you know, that heat is being turned up, and that water's starting to boil, and you don't realize it. And pretty soon, you atrophy, and you can't go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. And I don't see why they're not seeing it. People aren't seeing it. Why they're trusting their government a certain way. And, you know, and they're trusting people that have shown themselves to be liars, shown themselves to be cheats. And we're going to sit up there and do what we do. We're going to just sit up there and get by, take government checks. What do you want, a government check or a paycheck? I want a paycheck. I want the chance to create my paycheck if I can. I want to be able to start a business. Yes, I'll pay taxes. I don't have a problem paying taxes. But don't tax the daylights out of me to take care of things that don't need to be taken care of. When you take care of people that have a dysfunction, you are contributing to their dysfunction. You are contributing to that particular problem. So that's my rant for the day on that. I had much more. I had a whole lot more, man. So now here it is. We know the IRS is messing up really bad. We know now that they not only tried to stop people that were organizing against the president, but now we find out that they were more or less going after people that were already organized that would be against the president, scrutinizing them higher. What part of crooked don't you understand, people? What part of crooked don't you understand is happening? Why do you think that out of crookedness you're going to get something good? Well, I'm waiting on him to make a move to do this, and he's going to do really well. And then they're looking at putting Hillary in there. Did you see that one today? Hollywood is going to produce Clinton specials that's going to lead up to the 2016 election. Now, I'm just going to tell you like this. If the people of the United States put Hillary Clinton in office, those that voted for her will deserve what they get. Because Obama, President Obama, is more or less, how should I say, very, very weak as a leader. And he's allowing those that are twisting his arm to take him down this path, that path, and do this, that, and the other. And he's actually making a decision to go along with it because he believes in those things. He believes in them. So we got that happening. What makes you think this is going to turn out good? Please tell me. People are striking to get $15 an hour to work in fast food restaurants. Now, why are they doing that? that job is not worth $15 an hour. So that means I should be able to go out on the street and sweep the street a little bit in front of my house and tell them that they got to pay me $15 an hour. Just for sweeping my own street or something like that. It's not worth that, but why not? Matt, you're in the air.
Hey, Jeff, a little birdie told me that somebody's having a 30th birthday again today.
Oh, I don't know. My birthday's today, but I'm 30 through.
I forgot about the 30 through. I think you used that last year, too. Yeah.
Yes, yes. That's what I use every year. I'm 30 through. I'm through with my 30s. It doesn't matter how much fast.
Hey, happy birthday, my friend. It's a good day. And, I was listening to the radio show at the beginning there, and I was like, who could yell at you on your birthday in the beginning of the show? I was all upset. I was irate. I said, I got to call in today.
Oh, man, thanks. Thanks. Thanks for the support, because that's my man. He's a good liberal. Once you hit him with a fact, he has to recant a little bit and pull back off of it.
Well,
you know,
that's when he goes to those liberal talking points. That happens quite a bit. And
yes.
It's common sense. How about this minimum wage thing they're talking about with these fast food restaurants? It's absolutely insane. I can't listen. I love teachers. I love firemen. I love policemen. They do an awesome job. They do what they have to do. They put their lives on the line. As far as police and fire, as far as teachers go, they do what they can for these kids, most of them, okay? The Strongsville strike here not too long ago. We have, these teacher strikes that happen all over. And I understand that the environment with teaching anymore is difficult. You have parents that don't care, like the first caller said before. You have unruly teens or unruly children that you have to deal with. You have the state cracking down on what you can do in your classrooms. Even looking at a kid in a certain way, you could be in big trouble. So I get it. But here's the point. And I've said this before. There is nobody who came to your home when you graduated from high school, grabbed you by the wrist, told you that you are going to become a teacher, told you that this is what you're going to make, and told you that you are going to sign that dotted line that you agreed to it. Nobody did that. You did that on your own. I approach the work arena knowing that every interview that I have, knowing that whatever education is in my background, knowing that the people or places that I go to, I understand what I'm getting into before I sign on, and I have to go along with that program. What don't people understand about that? I don't get it. It's very simple. If you agree to it, then you need to follow through with it. Otherwise, you have some kind of mental problem that you need to deal with.
Well, that is true. That is absolutely true. But the thing is we have no common sense now. We have no thought. I have a pastor friend of mine that is on me about how the voting rights laws are going to hurt black people, and why do you go against your own people and this, that, and other. I'm not going against any own people. I'm looking at millions, 13 million illegal people in this country right now, and they don't have to. They can vote if they want to with a bill. They might not go through. They might not go through. So, but the fact is, they're there. They're there, and they're affecting your system. They're overloading your courts. They're overloading your jails. They're overloading your schools. They're overloading your government programs. And yet we're spending millions of dollars in Mexico teaching them how to get welfare in America. Somebody tell me what the hell that's all about.
Well, how to get welfare in America and how to bleed the system via minimum wage and how to go about picketing and fighting for that, too, when you're not on the welfare system.
Oh, I see. I understand. I understand.
And that's,
this
you know,
is crazy.
When you're looking at welfare, and I'm not against welfare. I think that there's certain people that need it, but I think it's been so overblown and so bastardized that it's out of control, and welfare is going to ruin this country by itself. Now we're going to tack on a minimum wage of $15 for somebody who flips a burger. I'm not saying that these kids or these people that go to these fast food restaurants are beneath me. I've known plenty of them. I've been them. But there is something that you agree to. There is a skill. There is something that the people who own that company decided that the salaries needed to be set. You agreed to it. You worked it, and that's it. Shut it, and if you do a good job, perhaps you'll get a raise. Other than that, go find another job.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. Well, here I am. I'm telling I got a guy acting up in the chat room telling me that black people will always reject Uncle Ruckuses, which he's like, you know, the derogatory term Uncle Toms. And I'm here to tell him, how stupid are you that your people haven't benefited for any vote that they've given in the past 30 years? How stupid are you to sit up there and say something like that when you really the House Negro, because you got all the other ones under control? They don't do nothing. They don't get any better. They don't ever get out of what they're in. Their neighborhoods look like war zones. Their schools are failing, and the people aren't learning how to read before 18 years old. They don't know how to read. No, you're the Uncle Ruckus. You're the Uncle Tom, or Uncle Tom was actually a good guy, or the Sambo. Let's put it like that. The Sambo is the one that sold his people out, not Uncle Tom. So you're the Tom, because you're the Sambo, because you're the ones keeping your own people in a state of flux where they can't get out of it. They can't rise above it. They're not doing anything. They're sitting up there, and their inability to deliver themselves. And it's all because of a plan. They kill you off with abortion. They keep you in poverty with a slight check that gets you just enough to not have enough. And that's what you want to live in. You want to live in squalor, and you want to see your people live in squalor because somehow you feign that you have this good thought. Good thought about your people. And we're going to get away. We're going to get away from this, that, and the other. Stupidity at its highest. And I don't care whether it comes from Al Sharpton. I don't care whether it comes from whoever it comes from, it's going to be what it is. Okay. So with that, I'm going to take a little break here, and we're going to come back on the other side of this break, and we're going to finish talking about it. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the air chair. And you know how it is on Tuesdays, that I got to do what I make it do. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mart Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 3.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Waiting for Jeff to get back, I guess. But everything is going great. Busy day today, but all's good.
I hear you.
I'm on the right side of the grass. Can't
okay.
say that anymore because of the double meaning of the word grass.
Mm-hmm. Or, as long as you don't say you're on the right side of the weed.
Yeah. I was down in the islands one time, and I called back home to the office, and one of my friends, I was a real, was in those days, still kind of am, a Pepsi freak. And people don't know there is a difference between Pepsi and Coca-Cola. So he was saying he was going to meet me at the airport when I got back, and he'd have plenty of Coke, and I'd be glad to be back home. And he's going, Coke, 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 double entendre, you know? And I'm going like, you can't joke about that. And so when I got back home, I told him, I said, that was not funny. I said, I was just invited by the Prime Minister of Barbados to attend, to be a witness at a hanging for a drug dealer.
Oh, my goodness.
An honor I declined. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Because I would be a neutral party, not being a citizen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there would be citizens there. And the gentleman in the hotel I was staying at was a business friend of mine. And he asked me to be a witness at the hanging.
Here go my people in the chat room. They just going at it.
Hey,
and that's okay because they do their thing. They do the thing in the chat room and they keep it going, you know, because we're recording all the time we're doing this, so that makes it good.
You mean so when we're talking like this, we're part of the archive at Blog Talk?
Oh, you're archives, my friend, and we are metadata miners. We got you, NSA. What's up? I'm not so blind, mate.
Hey, I'm doing fine, Jeff. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, thank God.
Hey, listen, I heard what you were saying a few minutes ago. How do I sign up for this global warming welfare check?
Hey, you know what? You should be able to get one now, not so blind, Mike. At least you could get some, you know, some food stamps or something like that.
It's just so, yeah. I mean, there was a time in my life when I did have food stamps. For about 5-6 months, when my wife first became disabled, well, not when she first became disabled, when she became disabled, and that interfered with both our incomes for 3 years, and the medical bills went almost to $1 million. And I'll never forget the day we handed over the gal at the supermarket a food stamp coupon. This is back in the early 90s, 20-odd years ago. And she and we started hugging each other in the checkout line and crying. And the girl says, you shouldn't be embarrassed. A lot of people use food stamps. This is way back then. And I said, no, you don't understand. That's the last one we have. We're never going to need them again.
Because
we were celebrating, you know, that we appreciated the help while we needed it, but it wasn't supposed to become a substitute for, earning more money and adjusting your budget and getting away from food stamps. We had an interesting situation down here. The gal who helps me out and drives for me, and Rujan's met her, and South Carolina, a few other folks have met her too, who are on the line from time to time.
Hold on one second, not so blind. Local caller, you're going to come up next, but your TV in the background is killing me.
Yeah.
You got to shut it down. We're moving to another room.
Okay, hold up. This is me, Steve.
I got you, but you got to turn that TV down.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, not the blind mic.
So what happened was she's standing in line, and she's got errands to run. It's the middle of the workday for her, and in front of her is this lady who has a rather nice SUV outside with a boat trailer and a boat on it.
Can you hear me now?
No, stop, Steve. You're not up yet. You're on hold. Go ahead. Go ahead,
and she's,
Mike. I'm sorry.
And the lady's got a debit card for some type of assistance, and she's got cigarettes on the counter and everything else, and she did not know how much was left on the debit card. She's holding up the whole line and saying that because she had to start putting stuff back, and she was putting the food back. She wasn't putting the cigarettes back. She wasn't putting anything else back she was buying. And here she is in, a high-end SUV with a boat she's towing and everything else. And, her bathing suit was still wet, and meaning she was using the boat in the water and stuff. I mean, there's launching fees and everything else, and you're on food stamps with that reality going on in your life? It's not what it was intended for. That's not what food stamps were intended for.
No, it's not what it's intended for, but the thing is it keeps a certain people in power. And that's why they lower the standards to get things, and they don't take into account. All you have to do is say you need it.
and it's really sad in a way because years ago I used to do small business coaching to help people start up little businesses. Now I had a pretty successful track record of it. My average person, even part time, was making $25,000 to $30,000 a year part time. Now going back in the early 90s. I can't tell you how many times somebody new would get introduced to me, and the first question they ask me is, will this affect my, whatever it is, food stamps, welfare check, disability check, whatever their crux
was. Because if it did, they're not going to take the job or the business.
Exactly. I'm going, I hope to God. I hope, they'll say, well, I'm not allowed to make so much money. I say, I hope I can show you how to make 10 times more than they're giving you every month. Oh, no, I can't take that chance. That was
can't
the
take the chance. And they want a guaranteed outcome, not opportunity, and that's the problem.
Yeah,
opportunity
and the
is what America offers.
Yeah. Now I don't know about the rest of the world, but I do know in the disabled community, if you are receiving a disability check, you do get a trial work period to see if you can be engaged in. Here's the legal term; they call it gainful employment. So if you try something for a month or two, and for whatever reason it doesn't look like it's going to go anywhere for you because it's beyond your physical capabilities or whatever, they don't stop your check. You have a trial work period. So the reason
I'm with you.
But they got everybody so afraid of that trough full of slop every day that you're going to be fed from that you might lose. They might put the cover on that trough and deny you that they won't even take opportunity. And what good is it being an American if you won't even try opportunity?
Yeah, I had to get rid of that caller. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's you. You push those magic buttons there, and you control the universe. But no,
yeah.
And I heard you. And the other, may I just make a quick comment on global warming? The one scientific fact that has me totally just not buying the global warming thing is the fact that now Kepler, I think it's the Kepler telescope out in space, is showing that all the planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and even Jupiter, are warming up for some reason. And they say the only thing, and as far as they know, there's no humans on those planets driving SUVs.
It's called the sun.
The big yellow thing in the sky. Maybe they are.
Yeah, that big yellow ball of fire in the sky that is very hot. That you can't even get within so many million, a thousand miles of before you would disintegrate.
Yeah.
So I just.
So it really, really gets me kind of crazy when we're the only country in the world that's supposed to solve this problem. We can't get China. And we can't get India or Russia or any of the big powers that really have a lot of industry, especially primitive industry, like smelters and foundries and coal burning plants and things. They're not signing off on it, and so they're putting it on the backs of the average working American. And people don't understand the hidden costs of this secret environmental agenda.
Right.
Put on your backs.
No, they don't. They don't, and they don't realize, you know, how detrimental it is to the society. They don't understand that government cannot answer these questions.
Do you know right now, Jeff, you are paying $8.50 for a gallon of gasoline? Did you know that? You're just not paying it at the pump. But you're paying another $5.50 because of other federally mandated things, like the mileage standards. Those mileage standards, the only way Detroit could have met them is to strip so much metal out of your car that now they
have to
create energy crumpling safety zones to keep you alive. And what used to be a $300 scratch job on the fender to fix now is a $4,000 major frame straightening repair, and you pay for that on your insurance every year.
That's right. Absolutely.
And your emissions that you go to every year or two to get the sticker that says your car, all that anti-pollution equipment on your car and everything else, it's all been pushed off onto you, and it's not because we're burning hydrogen. It's not because we're burning ethanol. It's not because we're burning biodiesel. It's because we're burning petroleum. So it is.
Well, absolutely. Hold on, Mike. I got to get this guy's call.
Sure.
Look, go ahead, Steve, because I need to get you off the line with all that noise in the background. Go ahead.
Okay, Jeff. I know that the one group that I always talk about, they keep saying that this government, as well as all nations, are doomed for failure, especially our own government, because you have certain people who are economists be predicting, if we continue to go the way we're going with our debt deficit, that our government is doomed for failure, and that, you know, the so-called capitalist society is doomed for failure. In other words, the handwriting is,
the capitalist society is being killed by the socialist progressives right now, and that's why it's going, not because the capitalism doesn't work. Capitalism worked well. It created the wealth that's in this country right now. And any fool that cannot see that.
You ever think that capitalism is behind the greed, the selfishness, and the things that we see in the world? And the
so what?
Of capitalism?
No. Capitalism allows you to do whatever is in you. Understand something. You and your money. Money is you in spendable form. Whatever you have in your pocket. That's why it's so crazy for somebody to give you self-worth by giving you a check. Okay? They're going to give you a check. You're worth what they say you're worth. And you ain't going to rise above it if you don't realize that you should be worth more than what they say you are.
Maybe I should tell you, this one religious group told me that people who have wealth are going to eventually throw their money into the streets.
Okay.
Because the money...
I'm not a cult follower, and that organization is a cult.
That's in the Bible.
It does not say that.
In other words, you don't believe in when the Great Tribulation comes.
Tribulation is a different thing, and that's something religious. We ain't going to talk about it, Steve. I'll get ready to go to break anyway.
Oh, okay.
And so, no, I'm not talking about what cults teach. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff in the air chair. I'm going to pay some bills, and I'll be right back. Just remember, no cults here.
I'm Harper Keegan with your head.
South Carolina, you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey.
I'm just got a bunch of stuff going on in the background. I don't want to get too loud.
In your military service around the world, have you ever had the pleasure to spend any time in a communist country or a socialistic country?
Let's see. Just briefly.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know there's a big difference.
Yeah, but I'm just curious. Other than a free enterprise capitalist capitalistic society. I got to get my lazy lip out of the way and say the whole word. Because I have, and I do take a little bit of issue with what Steve said about capitalism and greed. Greed is a human condition. And is it prevalent as in every communist government that I've ever been witness to, standing there at the desk waiting for the rubber stamp to come down on a piece of paper so I could do something.
Right.
You know, and every socialistic country I've ever been to, what happens is the people who control the rubber stamp to give you permission to do things, they create an elite class, and they take care of the resources go to their friends, and they rip out the middle class, and you end up with a working peasant class, and you end up with the privileged people connected to the party who hold all the positions of power, and they get all the benefits, and it's no different. Their greed, they take care of their own with the resources that they have control over. And it's just another form of greed.
Let me add to this for a second, too. I think capitalism actually puts down greed, because when you have capitalism, free enterprise capitalism, it means that those companies or corporations that are actually being greedy and trying to sell a, let's say, not-so-perfect product or something to that effect can be demolished and destroyed by another corporation that comes out with a product that's more non-faulty, it's a superior product that serves its customers better.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's not something that can continue like it could a government, like a socialist or communist thing. A government's always allowed to stay greedy. A corporation can be put down and shut down by greed.
And let's assume that the only thing that motivated all capitalism was greed. Enlightened self-interest, let's say Steve Jobs was, Bill Gates, let's pick Bill Gates, who was the richest man in the world for a while. Let's say his total motivation from the day he started Microsoft till today was greed. I'm so glad he's a billionaire, because just the crumbs that fell off his table made it possible for me to earn a living, because now I can use computers.
Right, and not to mention that you have other companies and corporations. It probably actually drove the technology explosion here, because there was other companies that are competing. So really, we're in a better situation because of it.
Yeah, it's like when the Teamsters, when Jimmy Hoffa got out of prison, they reelected him as president. And I had a teacher in college at the time that was of progressive persuasion. And she was ranting and raving. How could they elect this man? He stole from the Teamsters. I said, you have to understand something, Miss So-and-so. What he stole didn't amount to one less or two less hot dogs at the annual Teamsters picnic every year that they hold. He stole like $50,000 or $100,000. Meanwhile, while he was in the command, he tripled their wages. And I can't fault Bill Gates or Microsoft. They made it possible for me to earn a living because they gave me access to computers and to the whole world of technology that disabled people never had before. But what he did for the non-disabled
and,
world.
And we're coming back up, fellas, and I see 334 and 412 hanging in there. I know they're just listening, so they know how to push that one when they're ready to talk. Oh, man. Look, everybody, don't get me wrong. There's a lot that is going on in this country. We haven't been always the most stellar people and the most stellar acting people. We had a civil war in this country over differences at one time. Believe you me, it's very possible that you have another civil war in this country over differences. Why? Because you have people that want to live off the work of other people. And they don't care whether the people can pay or not. Your school systems and your public workers, they want and they negotiate these contracts with these unions. And then guess what? When there's a downturn and you're not bringing in tax revenue, they don't want any less benefits. They want more benefits. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What? I'm talking about people like you.
What about me?
Huh? They'd rather get a government check than to get a paycheck. You know, don't you get a government check every 2 weeks?
Yeah, I do. But you know what? I work for it.
Oh, that's a different government check.
That's different. But you know, we got to be careful, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
People have been indoctrinated to not do it. So it's not that they do it because they do it. They do it because they've been trained to do it. When they vote for the union contracts, they're trained it. People are suffering because they don't have knowledge.
This is true.
And until we start actually going out and telling people the truth about the matter, they'll always be where they are.
Yeah, and there's no doubt.
They can't help it. We can't help a baby that can't walk if you never stood them on their feet.
There's no doubt about it. And so we've created a whole generation of people to keep voting for the people to give them the check.
They do. But the people, it's our fault, too. And I was having a conversation last night, and we were talking about tax cuts. Why do you come and talk about tax cuts to people who use the tax withdrawal as a savings plan?
Well,
I mean, serious. I mean, if you use your tax refund as a savings plan and don't understand that you're giving your money to the government for them to reimburse you and you're not utilizing it yourself, taking it out, understanding the deductions and understanding how it works. And if you've never written a check to the IRS, or owe the IRS, you really don't understand when you're talking about tax cuts.
No, I understand.
And you could ask almost a good percentage of the Delphi workers, because they didn't realize it until they got that $80,000 check or $140,000 check, and when they gave it back to them, it was like
$68,000, right?
Uh-huh. And they're like, "What happened to my money?" Uh-huh. What'd you say, Mike?
No, I was agreeing with you, Tracy. I used to work in financial services. I was licensed in securities and just west of Hartford, Connecticut, where a lot of those companies sit. And it used to drive me crazy when I would see clients back then, I'm going back to the late 80s, get $6,000, $8,000. These are working people. People work in factories, get $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a year refund checks. And meanwhile, they got $4,000 or $5,000 on a Visa card at 18% or 19% that they're paying interest on, and they can't pay that card off, and they're losing money. So they've got money that the government's holding at no interest to return to them, only to return their own money, and then they've got stuff that they're paying interest on. When the check comes in, what are you going to do? I'm going to pay off my Visa card. Do you understand? If you had that money every single week, you wouldn't have needed to even put anything on the Visa card. You wouldn't have lost $400, $500, $600, $700 in interest this year.
And you're right.
Don't get it.
But we never taught it. I mean, how can you get it if you're not taught it? How can you speak Spanish? How can you speak a foreign language if you've never been taught it? And we have to really understand that we have not taught people American commerce. I want to pick up Alabama, but before I do that, I got to wish the cat over here across the table from me. I got a gift for you in the car too. I forgot to bring
it
in. I got a gift. Happy birthday.
Was it from the fair?
Absolutely.
Is it still living?
Possibly so.
Oh, man.
Is
but happy birthday. You turned 60 today, and you got your AARP card?
I've been at the AARP card, but
you got an AARP card?
They sent you that at 50.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't have one.
Yeah, you have it next year.
But you got your Buckeye card now?
I don't have any of those things there.
You got your AARP and your Buckeye card.
I don't come down to get them. I send my picture in with the application.
No, listen, you get the
and
discount.
They say, you can't get in here.
So happy birthday. What'd you say?
I was
going
to say he needs an organ donor card. He's 60. He's an old man.
He's an old man. I mean.
Yeah, I need somebody to replace some of my organs.
I was talking
to him. Those tags, if they find him on the street, where to send him home to if he looks confused.
I was talking to one of his friends earlier today, and I said, you know it's your boy's birthday. Well, happy birthday, Jeffrey.
Happy birthday.
Anymore, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Jeff, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I was going to buy you a brand new sack for your birthday, but I got to pay $240 for a quarter pounder now, so sorry.
Hey, question. Hey, did you guys talk about the fast food strike?
Yes.
Did you guys talk about the Pope?
Not yet. We didn't talk about the
Jeff,
Pope.
How do you not talk about the Pope?
I don't want to talk about the fast food strike.
Yeah, fast food strike.
South, where was you at?
He's sitting in the room.
We were talking about that and talking about how you're going to pay $20 for a hamburger now if they get their way.
How do you get $15 for fast food? What is up with the $15
fast
food?
One guy was up there talking, I'll work the
Where's that?
I work fries and burgers. I deserve to get $15.
Listen.
Wow. Hold it. I'm going to specialize. Which one pays the most? The fries, the napkin folding, or the straw thing filling?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know which is the worst.
I got issues with that, y'all. Don't y'all understand? That's just crazy. And why don't they just restructure the whole minimum wage structure? Because, I mean, if you're 35 years old and flipping a burger, you might need more than $7 an hour. But if you're 16 flipping a burger, that's a problem. But my question is, what in
discrimination.
A burger flipping job is exactly that. It is not worth $15 an hour.
Why not? Hold on. At General Motors, you got people who were working out there, and they were making $70,000 a year, and they were pushing a broom and
well,
what?
But you gotta keep you. It's a good ideal. I don't think it's worth the $100,000 they were making. But
well,
doggone it, you know, you have to keep the airway clean, the walkway clean, because if somebody trip and then their neck get caught in the conveyor,
it's gonna cost you more than
that. It'll cost you way more than that.
Well,
so they don't mind paying that.
Hold on, I've heard those stories before about the pushing of the broom and the whole deal, but here's the deal, is the people that they're talking about who, like, do those things, pushing of the broom, actually aren't just broom pushers. They happen to be the head of a department after 20, 30 years at GM.
No, I've met them.
Some of these people,
what they do is they're overtime. It costs less for them to pay overtime than it does to hire another person, so when you went from 8 hours to 12 hours, that time and a half, the weekends, you know, that stuff adds up, and it's a wonderful thing.
But they were also
producing a federally
subsidized product called cars, and for the one guy pushing the broom, it made 300 other people on that shift produce a couple of $1 billion worth of value. That doesn't happen in a McDonald's with 6 employees.
Yes, it does.
And maybe
what'd
200
you say,
people
Alabama?
Show up for lunch.
No, I was just going to say, Tracy, you showed up and moved the subject line. I had a point I was trying to make, but you didn't
Go back and make your point.
I mean,
I
just wanted to say cumpleaños feliz, Señor Green. You know,
yes, he talked
that's
to
happy
you.
Birthday.
Go ahead.
I said happy birthday.
Thank
I said happy birthday,
thank you.
Mr.
Thank
Green.
You, my brother. Thank you.
Ain't no thing.
Thank
ain't
you,
no thing. Yeah, I got a friend of mine.
Go ahead.
Now, I had a friend of mine that about 3 weeks ago, he got his first disability check. He came to Atlanta, took his girlfriend up here. They went shopping. He came and got a hotel room. He wanted me to show him around. He offered to pay for my meal, bought his girlfriend a purse, gassed up. And it's not.
What's the problem?
Well, I got a problem with it because I'm sitting like, that's my tax dollars he's spending.
That's Social Security.
No, the guy's only about 34, 35 years old. This is not
he's got a disability.
But he doesn't really have a disability.
Yes,
that's
he
the problem.
Ask him, he'll tell you.
He getting a crazy check.
No,
I'm going to tell you what happened. He was in college. He's overweight. He was, you know, 200 and some pounds at like 5'7". He'd been having heart issues because he's overweight. So over the years, I kept trying to get him to exercise. He never would. And, you know, if he did, I would pay for his membership. You know, we're talking about $45 a month for him to, you know, go in the gym maybe twice a month. He didn't want to work out. So one day he has a major heart. He falls out. He's got his heart is ripped, aneurysm. It was real serious. So he went, didn't have any insurance. Went, they stitched him up for free in Birmingham up at UAB. Came back. You know, I've been paying for his membership. Talked to people in the gym and giving them 6 months free. Never exercised, didn't do anything, but he kept pushing for disability. Now he has disability, but, I mean, this guy will go to the gym, lift 200 pounds. He's not a physically disabled guy. He has no physical disabilities at all. He's just lazy, doesn't want to work, has
hold
not
on.
Worked
hey,
in about
on.
4 years.
Hold on, you
pull
guys.
Him down, pull him down. Pull it down. Pull that down.
Yeah.
No, pull the ad down and pull him back up.
Yeah.
And just stop it. That's all right.
No
just
news?
Stop. That's all right. Just stop.
Okay.
Go ahead, Alabama.
Now, I was just saying he hasn't worked in about 4 or 5 years. He's got over 320 pounds right now. And he comes, you know, the thing is, where he is right now is a sum of all of his decisions, his eating habits, his lack of get up and go about his own life. And I feel like the worst thing that they could have done was giving this guy a $1,200 check every month. He's never going to get a job. He's never going to – that's him. But he hangs around people that are progressive-minded and want things. And so he'll talk it. He can talk like he's a rich investor that's been doing business, but he doesn't do anything on his own. He's just – doesn't have that, and that, this is what I'm saying. This is real indicative of the problem we have in our culture in America, is that there are a lot too many people like that. Because this guy has the physical ability to get out and do a job if he wants to. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't have to get up and go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, let me take a break. I'll be right back.
Hey, Alabama.
Yeah.
This is Blind Mike. How you doing? Hey,
all right.
Just got to tell you. Now, see, that guy at 320 pounds, if he was in Uganda, he'd be the hamburger for $15.
the guy is – it really bothers me because he's been around people that are going after – you know, people that are trying to do things. A couple of my friends, he's motivated verbally, but just when it comes to making that next step, he won't do it. I feel like – part of it is his mom. You know, they bought him a brand new car, brand new Camaro.
Yeah.
Job, and they baby him. Now he stays with her. He doesn't have a place. Got a brand new house. He stays with her, and they don't do anything. I'm like, man, this guy's almost 40, and he's don't have any real plans.
No, he doesn't. And what'll happen is his parents at some point will be 80, 85 years old or gone. He'll be near 60, and he will become a state problem then. Your state will have to take care of him. He'll be incapable of
Well, see, that stepdad, his stepdad, the guy that his mom married, he's about 80 years old.
Yeah.
He's got cancer, and they're looking to get about $400,000 or $500,000 when he dies. So and I hate to say it, but maybe then he'll try something. But it's kind of sad because the guys that he had all the types of health problems when they got. That's that. I don't want to get into. I mean, it's just kind of when people come into a situation. I believe a man is supposed to be a provider.
Yeah.
I have that understanding, but at the same time, you need to be careful who you marry and who you, because it could get worse. It could get pretty bad.
Yeah, as far as coming into money like that, there are tons of cases. You go read online. I worked with a volunteer group for 3 years now. For people who thought they were coming into large money, ordinary working folks, and there's a thing called SWS, sudden wealth syndrome. And what ends up happening is the great business philosopher Jim Rohn once said, money is nothing more than a magnifier. What you were when you were broke, you'll just be more of that when you're rich. And this guy will just do more of the self-destructive behavior. He'll eat more, he'll do everything else, and he'll kill himself eventually with that money. He will destroy himself. And it happens. Did you know something like 90%+ of the people who win large lotteries itself are bankrupt within 2 years after winning the money?
Look, I agree. I believe you. I have no doubt. I mean,
yeah.
I read one of my favorite books was Richest Man in Babylon by it's George Clason.
Isn't that great? Isn't that a great book?
I love that book. Love it.
Me too. Did you do it as a book or did you do it as the audio tapes?
I used to have a mobile car wash, and I would watch cars and just listen to all these different audio books. I bought them.
Yeah.
And I would just watch cars just to buy tapes
right.
and stuff. And that's what I would do. I actually bought tapes, so that lets you know how long it's been. I had a little Walkman on my hip, and I used to listen to that stuff, man, all day, every day. That's what I listened to. And
I have been trying to find – my set got damaged and I've been trying to find a copy of the Richest Man in Babylon, the audio, with the guy who played all the different characters. He made all the different voices and everything else.
He talked about Arcad and he came in.
Arcad and the Chariot Maker and everybody else.
He went to a brick guy and got his money took. And it just then he started talking about the investments and what you need to do with your money and living on a 10th. Well,
yeah.
90%.
It was great. It's a great book. And,
Everybody should read. I like the way that they predicted 5,000 years ago the day would come when we would pool together for risk and have things like life insurance so that families wouldn't go hungry and stuff. I mean.
Yeah, but I think he wrote it in 1929, but it was just.
Let me refresh your memory because maybe the version you had didn't have how the book got get written in front of it. That book was written from a bunch of clay tablets they found when they found the ancient city of Babylon. And it was a professor communicating back home to another professor in Oxford about what they were finding archaeologically. And in the past, when you dug up little clay things, all they were was bragging about the king, you know, how many wives he had, how many kids he had, how many battles he won. But these were full of the wisdom of money. And when they did the research and connected all the dots, Arkad was once a slave. He was able to figure this out by his freedom and became the richest man in Babylon, which was the richest city in the world at that time. So it's arguably possible that he was the richest man in the world. He went from slave to richest man in the world on those principles, and that's where the book came from.
Yeah, I do remember that part of it. It's been some years since I listened to it. I think that was at the beginning.
Yeah, I didn't know if your book had that little story in the front of it.
Yeah, because I actually bought a CD cover with all that. It was like a green CD thing, and I actually burned them on tape and put and would listen to them all. That's all I listened to. So
But
you know, but the problem is, I would get excited about this stuff and go say, "Hey, you need to listen to this," and I'll let somebody listen to it. And I'm talking about they'll listen to maybe 2 minutes. Next thing you know, they're on the phone, they're talking, texting. Yeah. Like, people just aren't excited about this. This type of stuff excites me, but people don't get excited about it.
Forgive me a second. I came in the middle of this. Who were you talking about?
I read a book.
A personal friend of Alabama's. The book, Richest Man in Babylon?
I have never heard of that.
It is an absolutely incredible book.
Yeah, it's a great
book. I'm so excited that I found somebody who enjoyed it as much as I did. It will straighten out your head once and for all about how do you go from slavery to wealth.
Hey, not so blind, Mike. This is Alex. How you doing?
Hey, Alex.
Alabama, what's up?
What's up, man?
I've read the book as well. It's one of my favorites.
Why am I not surprised, Alex? Why am I not surprised that every time I meet somebody who's read the book has done gone on to do something with their life?
Well, you know what's funny?
Alabama, we lost you, brother.
Can you hear me?
Now we can. You're
kind
of muffled. You're like you're talking
to
a dick.
Okay, hold on. Hey, that's better.
Okay.
But I had a friend of mine that made a point, and I said, man, that's really true. He was like, ambition is something that is born. You can try to incite ambition in people. But ambition, for some reason, they seem to think that that is just something that you're either born with or you just don't. It's just not there. You can, and you can have people that are born within wealthy families that aren't ambitious, or you can have people that are born with, and it's the same with being poor and wanting to be a better person and wanting to grow and change your life and have something for yourself. That, I don't know where I can't. I don't know how to incite that in people. It's just something that you have to. It's almost innate.
As the Bible says on that one, there's two things that will help you from the Bible. One is, it's by the example of your life, people will see what you got and want what you've got, and maybe that's how you reach them. And the other thing is about trying to get people to understand your excitement when you're telling them about all this great wisdom. Remember what it says in the Bible, don't cast your pearls before the swine. You know?
Yeah,
the second verse that nobody quotes is, lest they turn on you. Because that you will be attacked for trying to improve some of these swine.
It's been many a time I've actually taken books and different stuff. Man, read this. Check this out. This is deep. This is, man, I like, you know, I'm off into it. And rarely will someone actually sit and listen. You know, a lot of times people get, I got one friend of mine, he wants to be a roofer, because he's always talking. Yeah. And I would let him listen. And I'm like, this stuff will lead you to the other stuff, because it's all connected. If you don't know how to think, it starts at how to think first. If you don't have that right mindset, someone can place something in front of you, but because you don't have the right mindset, mm-hmm. you'll have folly. You don't have the right. You're not thinking on the fundamentals yet, and the fundamentals comes from stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have a lot of mentors. I wish I had mentors and people I could talk to. Hey, this is what I'm doing. It's hard to find mentors nowadays, because it's not like it used to be, where everybody had a craft and it's now. Everybody's sitting in front of a computer or a desk. I mean, everybody, hey, go get your job. That's all they're going to tell you.
Yeah.
So if you want a mentor in a certain field of investment or business, I mean, it's a bunch of tapes and DVDs and YouTube, really.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. It's funny you brought that up, because just when we started this discussion 10, 15 minutes ago, I was thinking to myself, my God, I wish Alabama and Alex lived near me so that we could just all get together once a week and just have a mastermind group about kick around ideas and stuff, because that's what you really need to do. I have a friend down in Texas who is a very successful businessman. He's been a mentor to me.
So listen, I'm back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. The number is 347-945-5229. I know Alabama's going to jump on me. I come back to my own show, change the topic, and he said I can't do that. So go ahead, Alabama.
No. It was just when I brought up the book, I think I brought this book up when you were gone, The Richest Man in Babylon. And
it's
Alex has read it. And yeah, but you can listen to the way people talk and say, okay, this guy's read. He's had his head in the book somewhere. You can tell. I mean, when people... Certain people, like not just Alex, but different people in general, when you've read or when you think a certain way about business and investments, and because I think everybody needs to be like that nowadays. You cannot afford to just be a job-oriented person anymore. You can't. So, I mean.
Go ahead, Jack.
That's right.
But do you understand, going back to what you're talking about, we need to open up our eyes to find out what we, and to be inoculated or to be indoctrinated. We have been poisoned with bad and no information. There's a reason why, you know, getting slaves to read was a no-no.
Right.
Slaves attaining knowledge was a no-no. They did not want you to know more than what they wanted you to know, because they knew that if you began to find out what information was all about, that you could use them against them. That's why you could have machete and only have five people looking over you, and you would not turn around and do anything about it.
Yeah, this is true.
I don't think we understand that.
There has been some crazy noises on there today.
That was Alabama making noise.
Was
he was getting on his
small
car
train.
And then tell me I turn him off because he ain't making noise.
That sounds like a dinghy train.
But we don't understand. There was a reason why they didn't want you to attain knowledge. And then they found out, well, we can let them attain some, but we won't give them everything that they need to know so that they won't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been underperforming based upon misinformation and no information. There's a reason why they do not want the American electorate to know how the government works.
That's
even
right.
Though it's a part of you.
And it doesn't matter what color you are, they really don't want you to know, period.
Period. And as we said before, African Americans were the test pilot, and if you do it for them, and this is what happens, let's see what happens when we do it for all of them. Because they know that there's no difference between us and them. People are people.
Right. But see, once again, we're sitting in a situation why that people are trying to fool you. And why are they trying to fool you? Why are they trying to make everything Darwin when Darwin didn't even go with his own thought at the end? Why are they trying to impose upon you a public health care system when nobody wanted it?
But, Jeff, it's not even a – listen, they did want it.
Well, they wanted
the people did want it. People want what they've told them that they've wanted because they've told you that you need it. And so it's not that they didn't want it. The question is, how do you support people who pass bills and don't read it?
Mm-hmm.
They say it out loud. And everybody says, okay, that's it's okay for them to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alex. Matt.
You know what? You called Alex out first. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Social Security is,
I'm
you know,
great.
People going on disability is just nothing but another way of government control. It used to be, you know, a supplement of your own money, but not now.
You know, I think this ties back to what Styx talks about a lot is the education, just the general education, how it's eroded, you know, because, you know, just the people don't have, like, fundamental understanding of just economics anymore, you know, just general accounting. These things that were taught in school, you know, even at, in middle school and things, but I don't know. It just seems it almost seems orchestrated.
It is orchestrated. It is. The problem is, when will we wake up and understand that it is? I mean, how do you send your child to school for 12 years? You know that they can't read in the third grade, but you don't do anything about it. And you continue to send them every day, and you know that they're not producing any better.
Well, you know, it's not that hard to not have an idea of how basic economics works when in today's day and age, they're showing you that everybody can get something from nothing or from very little. So, I mean, just looking at the atmosphere of America right now shows that people are dumbed down, that they don't understand how economics works because they're willing to take, even with this fast food thing, this latest, any time you talk about increasing the minimum wage, it has a huge impact on the economy. It has a huge impact on either private business. And when you start talking about, giving school teachers or fire or police more money, this is stuff. There's a well that drains dry, people. There is a well that it's not a never-ending well. And people don't – that's basic economics. There's an end. The idea is how to sustain, and that's what people don't understand.
We don't teach them – we don't teach people to think. We don't teach them how to process. We don't teach them how to have order. We are, and it's done on purpose. Again, how do you explain your children not being able to read by the third grade?
You know what, Tracy? You can never get everybody to. You're never going to get everybody on the same page, and I don't think you should have to. I think the problem, you see this most pronounced in black neighborhoods. I just think that the way that our government was hijacked, I'd say about 100 years ago, there's no sense of ownership. You know, so, you know, if people don't have a sense of ownership, then they're not going to take accountability or responsibility for what happens. They're not, you know, they have no stake in the outcome, you see. And so I think that's generally the issue. You know, that's why you see people sending their kids to school, and they don't feel like they have a stake in the outcome. They don't feel like they have ownership of these schools. These are the government schools. And the government has gotten so far removed from the people because we've allowed them. Well, someone allowed them to print their own money. So now, you know, it used to be that if we went to war or any of this stuff, the people had to agree to it because it came from our pockets. But now they can print the money, and then we get saddled with debt, you know, and it just goes on forever. And so I think that has a lot to do with it. Like, in general, the people do not have a sense of ownership of the country, of the problem.
But again, that goes to the dumbing down of America, because even when you talk about how they allow us to print money, that's commerce. People are not taught commerce. They don't understand it. And the government, when you talk about the government as though it is not you, it goes back to us not understanding the government anymore, because we don't realize that we are the government. We don't understand. We control our school districts. We don't anymore because the American electorate, who actually puts these dingbats in office, doesn't understand that they work for them. So it's like having a child and you birthing a child and then you following the child and the child training you, because you don't realize that you are the parent of that child, and that we see that happening in the home. You know, and the whole family goes run amok because the children are out of order. And until we understand it and we go back to basics, and just simple basics, we'll always be where we are.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. When you have a system that can put parents in jail if they don't send their kids to school, and, you know, people get the sense that they're not the ones really in control. You know, when we have these, and this is when you have all these progressive agenda type things that brings the government more into our homes, then that is the sense that people get. They don't have a sense of ownership.
Again, it's because I haven't told you that you own it. It's like
no,
me, it's like me coming into
no, it doesn't matter.
It's,
what
Alex,
you
it's like me coming. It's like
in,
me coming
in,
into your house and telling you what you can do and can't do in your house. Yet I'm a visitor in your house. That's crazy.
Yeah, but let me give you an example. Okay, anybody can read. If you read the Constitution, anybody with half a brain can read it and see that. Okay, the IRS is an illegal operation. However, everybody sends in their tax returns, even though you shouldn't have to, because I mean, the Fifth Amendment says I shouldn't have to put anything on a form that may or may not incriminate me. So it's unconstitutional to begin with to send in your tax forms, your income tax, you know, at the end of the year. But you do, because everyone dreads having an IRS knock on their door. And so that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter what you say, you know, because it's about what's the reality, what in effect really happens. You know, the scariest thing, one of the most intimidating things is getting those letters from the IRS, because I've gotten my fair share of them. I've had to pay taxes and a lot of times they're wrong, you know, because I have an accountant that keeps my business and my business taxes and my personal taxes all straight, and I got and bookkeeping and all that stuff. But still,
doesn't matter.
Their records get mixed up. They're gonna harass you, and it's the most intimidating thing that an American might ever go through is being harassed by the IRS, you know. So. I don't know. So then it comes down to, okay, you could tell people certain something, but what's the reality, though? You know, do they really, you know, do those ideals, the ideals don't really match up with what's physically happening to the people when they, you know, when before they even get their checks, their money is taken from them. But, you know,
again,
the tax is already taken out.
Alex. But again, it still goes back to the American electorate not understanding who's in charge of whom. They don't understand a representative government. They don't understand that the unions are not for them. They don't understand that when you take from the Social Security system and you do not work and you are able-bodied to work, you are actually defeating your future and not feeding and not fueling your now. You know, we have to understand, we have been indoctrinated to believe the Kool-Aid is sweetened when you're drinking mud.
You know, I think at the same time, people, I don't know, they just look at what's happening in front of them. Like, look at, but why should we have to have a demonstration or a march anytime something, you know,
because
something we don't like happens? We shouldn't have to do that. And so,
because
and
we're too dumb.
People gotta go to work.
Because we have been dumbed down about the election process. We have allowed people to hijack the electoral process for their own gain.
But even people say they went out and voted for say George Bush, but then once he got in there, he did everything he said he wasn't going to do. So
because you have not learned again the election process.
And once again, that's incorrect.
And you haven't learned Alex, you haven't learned the election process. When I say that, you don't understand. You go and vote for somebody who's already been selected, whether you know it or not.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have your primary process and all that stuff. I mean,
No, we're not talking about the primary. I'm talking about your primary. I'm talking when you're voting in the primary, you are voting for someone of the people who have been selected, of the only breed that actually can actually lead you. You don't have a choice in who you put on that ballot. They tell you you can choose between. Well, now write-in doesn't count. Write-ins don't win. It's the truth.
Yeah, I agree with you, though. I mean, there's already a machine that's operating, like, you know, with your Democrat and Republican parties that are selecting who's even going to be viable to be on that ballot for you to select.
That's what I'm saying.
Operate that machine. I get that.
And that's what I'm saying. But now think about this just for a moment, because I've got to make a call. I've got to call in the Columbiana Fair for in just a moment. But I want you to understand something. Look at what we've really done here. I want to ask you, what do you think about this Christie and Rand Paul thing? Since you brought up, since we're there.
I would call Christie a name, but I can't say it on the radio.
Hey, when you do it for me too, okay?
So what do you want to say about Christie and Rand Paul? And Christie goes after Rand Paul, and Rand Paul puts his foot in his mouth, and now we've got to figure out how to put his foot back out of his mouth, because what he said and how it was taken was two different things.
Now, I don't know what the that controversy was all about.
It was about Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
And it was about the storm.
Well,
and he said, and it was unsensitive in how he said it.
Well,
he could have, again, it's not about it's about the spin that the media puts on it based upon.
Never mind, I'll tell you. They got this girl that they're going to have playing Hillary Clinton up there, and that's crazy.
What? They got Rhett Wiener playing a Winky. So what's the difference? But I mean, I'm just saying. Who's that?
That was me. I'm sorry. Wiener playing Winky. That tickled me funny. My bad.
Ever have Wiener Winks in school?
Yeah, Wiener's playing Winky.
As Avi says, you know what Wiener Winks were?
No, I know what they are. The man just makes me laugh when somebody. Listen, I saw on Facebook, out of nowhere, somebody put this up. And it was Anthony Weiner standing at a podium, and he had a sign on. And this, I know that he's running for mayor, but I've never physically actually seen anything with my eyes. He had a sign on the front of the podium, and it said, Weiner Mayor. And I about fell off my chair laughing.
What's wrong with a Weiner for mayor? He's the Weiner who has a Winky, likes to show it. For mayor.
Granted, that's the way most of the country goes, but what are you going to do?
And we might as well let him have it, because he's just doing what the American public does, and we're teaching our kids how to.
True that.
I mean, what's the difference? Are we not teaching our children that, if it feels good, do it? There's no repercussions, and if you want to abort it, just go to the drugstore, ask them for a pill, give them $10, and you can abort it.
Yeah, and his wife isn't helping him out or helping that out either, because it appears that she goes right along with it because she's pulling a Hillary Clinton and standing by her man. So, of course, infidelity and all these other things are okay now. So I guess anybody could run for mayor, really.
It is. I mean, listen. She's not standing by her man. You tend to forget that people have arrangements. We don't know what she does. Because, stand by your man is one thing, but standing on your man is another. We don't know what the arrangement is.
Ain't she? She's Muslim, though, right?
I don't know.
I think she's Muslim.
Tied to Hillary.
She has to stick with that. According to her religion, she has to be abused. And if he feels like stoning her in public, that should be allowed to.
She might like it. We tend to forget. Some people like it that like it like that. There was a song that said that.
I wish Bill had stoned his wife.
I think he did. Look at her.
No, he didn't.
She does look kind of
weird. Don't worry about it. That's why they make Dr. O'Bang. She gonna get her some Botox. And she's going to get us some plastic surgery, and she's going to look at Mrs. Chancellor. Mrs. Chancellor didn't age even when she was in her casket. It's the truth. I got to go take a break, guys. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hey, Matt, it's good to have you around.
It's good to be here, Tracy. I definitely had to call in today to wish Jeff a happy birthday. So he said he's through 30 again. I didn't realize 30, that it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, 30 and 33. I'm through it in my
30s. So when does he get past 33? When do we get to the next stage of this? Because, he's getting his Social Security in about a year.
I just heard.
Yeah.
Thank God. The man, I'll tell you what, he Jeff, I've seen pictures of you. You look better than I do. You look more fit than I do, and I have a feeling you're 20 years older
than I am. Matt, you know, we got to live with him when he cuts off the air. And if you don't know, Jeff got a big head as it is.
That's right.
We don't need for him to have a bigger head.
Because unlike Lethal, I got something in mind.
Lethal, he needs Jesus.
Did he leave?
No.
Oh, he's still there.
He's a loyal listener.
And the Bible says, and Paul said that the enemy was set to buffet him daily.
And I got
that's
my buffet.
Lethal.
I got my buffet.
Lethal in the chat room is definitely problems.
Alabama.
Yeah.
I don't know these guys.
Alabama, is that you?
Yeah.
Leave your friend alone that got Social Security. He paid into it.
He did not.
No, he didn't.
He never did nothing. He was sick ever since playing ball in school.
Alabama. Hey, well, yeah, you're going to say he did not. You don't know if he did or not. He no, his mama paid into it.
Thank you.
I love you guys. Hey, listen,
well,
I'm going to take
some
break.
Several people do that.
Yes, South Carolina.
I know several people who do that.
I do too.
Yeah. Who's ringing?
I do too. That's me. And I, you know, I'm calling my next guest, and I forgot to put y'all on hold. So
hello.
I guess I just need to stop and do it all over again.
Hello,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. How's the fair down there?
It is beautiful down here. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's just perfect. A lot of people, not too many, but it's great.
Where you are and how do I get there? You're at the Columbiana County Fair in beautiful Columbiana County, or is that in Lisbon?
Well, we're in Columbiana County, correct. It's in Lisbon. It's right in Lisbon, just north of Lisbon, right there off of 45, off of Saltwell Road. And, yeah, 154th fair, I believe. And it's beautiful and nice down here. Good time to be at the fair. Good week.
How's the food?
Too good. It's always too good at the fair.
Always too good at the fair. What are you guys going to be doing down there? And tell us a little bit what's going on down at the Columbiana County Fair. I know we got a tractor pull.
There's tractor pulls. We have, and I can't remember the name of the band tonight, but it's a Journey tribute band. And I know that my wife and a lot of her friends are going up to it. Some of them have seen it before and said it's an excellent band. And that they'll be playing tonight, and it's a Journey tribute band. They have a demolition derby on Sunday. We have the livestock shows right now. The Dairy Beef Theater show is going on. The Market Swine show just finished up here about 2 hours ago. We'll show the Market Steers tomorrow night. We have the chickens and the turkeys and all of those in the dairy show and the dairy cheese show. Those are all going on this week.
Okay. Now, you can come down there and bid. You got 4-H going on. You got kids down there selling their animals, and there's a place where they'll actually slaughter your cows and your pigs and pack it up for you. Am I correct?
Correct. What we have is we have sales. We have a judge come in. They'll hire a judge for each one of these, and he comes in and he evaluates the animals. And these kids spend hours with their animals throughout the summer. And then they have a sale, and the steer sale is Thursday night. Tomorrow night's Wednesday. I get my down here at the fair. I get a little confused sometimes. But Thursday night is a sale at 6 o'clock, and they'll sell them. And if you would like to come down and buy a steer, you can come down and you just buy the steer, whatever the purchase price is, and you tell them, we haul it to the processor for you. You can then call the processor and tell them how you would like to cut up and made, and then you just go pick it up in about a week. Really pretty easy for you. If that animal brings a little bit over market or how much over market it brings, you can write that off as an advertisement expense. They announce your name at the auction and all the people. They also put it on billboards throughout the county on who bought, what they bought at the fair. So it's pretty cheap advertisement, and it's good for the kids. The kids spend a lot of hours with it, and you know you're getting a real quality product also.
Let me ask you this. Approximately how much does it cost for a steer, or for a whole steer? How much do they run down there?
An entire steer is going to weigh, just rough figures, we're going to be about 1,300 pounds. It's probably about the market average right now. And 1,300 pounds for that live steer, it'll probably bring somewhere between $1.50 and $2 a pound. But If you went out and tried to buy that steer at it's a grocery store, and then you have to pay to have it processed. But if you went out and bought that steer at the grocery store, you'd probably end up paying about $4.50 or $5 a pound for it. So it ends up being cheaper. You do have to have freezer space. A lot of times two and three people will go together and buy a steer and split it up, and they'll also do that with hogs. And but the quality of the meat you get is just excellent. And, you know, when we go out to eat, I hardly ever get steak. I can raise better steaks and get steaks. We always buy a steer. Our family buys a steer down here at the fair, and we eat it throughout the year. And you can't go to a restaurant and get any better steak than you're going to get from what the kids have done down here and how they've taken care of it and how you get it processed and everything.
What are the hours of the fair? Do you know?
Well, I'm on the steer committee, so my hours for the fair are usually about 6 a.m. till about 12 p.m. But people start rolling in here usually about 9 or 10 in the morning, and usually by about 10 o'clock at night, the midway's pretty cleaned out. But for the most part, it's 10 to 10 roughly.
And how much does it cost for me to get in?
It costs $6 a person to get on before 3 o'clock, and it's $8 after 3 o'clock, and it's also $8 on Saturday and Sunday.
Hey, so I'm going to try to come down there over the weekend.
Okay,
I haven't missed the fair in the last couple years.
Up.
I'm going to find
you. Look me up, and I will show you, and I'll introduce you to my kids, and they haven't got to meet yet. I told them about me coming up there, and they wanted to meet me, and I'll show you around and give you a tour.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
So give me the days again so we can let everybody know who's around listening to the audience. The Columbiana County Fair is up and running. It started today, if I'm not mistaken, at 3 o'clock?
Correct.
Or yesterday
started,
at 3.
The swine show was today. The dairy beef feeder show is going on as we speak. The market steer show is tomorrow. Now, the sales, if they're interested in buying what we talked about there earlier, the steers sell Thursday night at 6 o'clock, followed by the dairy cheese and then the dairy beef feeders. And on Saturday, starting at 2 o'clock, we sell the market swine, the turkeys, the chickens, and the rabbits.
And just so that everyone knows, I had to learn this. So for those of us who were as dumb as I was when it talked about buying cattle and buying swine and buying live, they actually go to a clean, FDA-approved packing place after you buy it. And you'd
correct.
Be surprised. I mean, the meat that you get, the quality that you get, and the packing that you get, it's freezer ready. It's clean.
Oh, yeah.
It's a remarkable process, and you'll be very, very pleased, and you probably will never want to go back to a grocery store again to buy your meat. You'll wait every year.
Well, ODA.
It's ODA, USDA approved the packing places. It is vacuum sealed. Most of the people that we have are absolute repeat buyers. Once they come down here, they usually keep coming down here to buy animals and to get them sent to the processors and form. And you're getting an animal that has been taken care of by a family, not gone through a huge, you know, feedlot. Gets a lot of TLC, and it's taken care of exactly the way it should be. Fed top quality products, usually very gentle because they did have to show them. And all those things go into how good and how tender and how tasteful that meat is.
And I have to say, I did not realize that process. I thought they were going to just send me home almost, and I was going to have to, like you do, fish.
Oh, no, not at all. You never have to. You'll see the steer or the swine at the fair, and you tell them there's about 10 different processors that we haul them to on Monday after the fair. You tell the sale committee where you would like that animal to go and be harvested. And we take it there, and then you call and tell them how you would like it cut. You know, do you want rib steaks or do you want a rib roast? Do you want standing? You know, there's all different things. They'll go through a checklist with you. It sounds sort of difficult, but they go through a checklist, and it's very easy. And then you go pick it up when it's ready. You pay the processor, and you'll have meat for a year that you'll probably you'll be down the following year to do the same thing. I can just about guarantee it.
Well, thank you so much. I'll see you this weekend.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to it. You find me.
And
I'm here, okay?
Well, I'll be there, and shut, Jeff.
I love the fair.
I'm going down to the Columbiana County. I'm making this a regular.
I've never been to the Columbiana County.
Good, we can go together.
I got to work tonight.
You have to go
tonight. You better come down here now.
Yeah, I'll go.
I got you a gift. Don't worry about it. I got your back.
Okay.
Thank you so much. so much for calling. Let me call you while you're down there. I appreciate it. If you need us anytime during the week, just call in and say, listen, Tracy, we need you guys to tell what's going on, and we'll gladly open up our airwaves to you.
Okay, Tracy, I would like to see you down here. I'll be looking forward to seeing you, okay?
I will be down there. Thanks a lot.
Yep, thank
you. And listen,
you.
I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Police say a man returned to his Campbell home, found an intruder inside, then the suspect fired three shots at him. It happened at a house on Gladstone Street. The homeowner grabbed his gun and fired back, and then the intruder ran off. The suspect was caught, and police say he's been arrested for burglary and assault. Tomorrow, Youngstown's police chief and other community leaders, including prosecutor Dana Lance, will be at the Mahoning County School holding a community initiative to fight gang violence. It's for any juvenile in or affiliated with a gang or gang activity. The event goes from 10 in the morning to 11:30 a.m., and no cameras are allowed on the premise. A 23-year-old Boardman woman is charged with driving without a license and reckless operation. Earlier this month, police say she hit a carport on Lehman's Drive. It collapsed, hurting her mother-in-law and two kids inside the car. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The excitement of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the Auto Lot Jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the virtual auto showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the Auto Lot Jackpot. Your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see, how about five $20,000 cars? Or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow, mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much.
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back at 600WSOM.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery. 1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And I'm in studio with Jeff Green and myself, and I hope you're having a good day. I want to thank Jeff for pinch-hitting for me and, you know, always showing up. You have no idea. We fight like cats and dogs. He won't listen to me. People get us confused. I'll be like, no, Jeff's not my husband. No, I'm not married to Jeff. No, that ain't how it is. But Jeff's my brother.
Look at that man coming in. Is this your wife?
No. We friends. But he's like my brother, and I appreciate him. And I pray that one day I will have the ability to show him how much I appreciate him over the years. I might as well say this today because it's your birthday and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Oh, here we go.
And to show him how much I appreciate him. And, you know, it's kind of hard to be in business, not to get paid, and then to be demanding and to try to put together a product that you eventually want to thrive.
Yeah.
And it takes long, hard work. It takes dedication. And every now and then, you know, does he get on my nerves? Yes, and I'm quite sure I wreck his. But that's just par for the course. You just have to get over it, do that, suck it up, and push past. But outside of that, what, Jeff?
You're a hard woman.
It's the truth.
I got to find
it's
a special man for you.
Absolutely. Just can't be
special.
Absolutely. Don't send no joke up in here because you call him lunch meat.
Tell him to go to
4-H because he's going to get slaughtered.
That's crazy.
Go to 4-H because he's going to get slaughtered because they get ready to kill the kids, animals. The animals got names and everything. But I do want to say thank you to you and happy birthday. May God bless you with many, many more.
Thank you.
I wish I could write you a check that would make you cry on air.
Yeah, I do
that
too.
That really would. Y'all don't understand. I really enjoy stuff like that. I would love to be able to come in here and, like, hand him a check and watch him just blow up and cry and just snot at the nose and pass out. That would be so much fun.
You know what, Tracy?
Tracy, you can ride it. He just can't catch it.
But see, that would be mean. That would be mean.
And then how would that change?
No,
that would
be mean.
Not mean, y'all.
That
I'm picking
that
with that.
That would be really mean. To be like,
let me tell you this, though. I would not in any way cross Tracy Winbush.
What do you mean?
What did I say?
I don't know.
I would not cross you.
What do you mean? Yes, you're not that kind of person.
Oh.
You don't cross people.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't. Jeff is a softy.
I'm a
one.
Softy, but I tell you what, I cross people in a push moment.
No.
You better believe.
He don't. No, you don't.
Okay.
He ain't like that. He be telling stories. What'd you say, Matt, in South Carolina?
I was just going to say that, you know, if you start going in paying checks and stuff, it might ruin it. It's kind of, even though Jeff's married and the whole deal, with you two, it's kind of like a marriage. You're trying to create as good of a thing as possible. You're trying to make it work. There's no money involved, and that's why you butt heads, and usually a good product comes out of it anyway. Money just ruins it. You guys are putting out a good product for it, so don't change anything you're doing.
No, money don't ruin it.
I got to tell you this. You know why we butt heads? Because I know everything. And Tracy knows nothing. I made her.
That's
what my daughter tells me.
Yes, that's pretty much true.
You owe me
everything. That's pretty much true.
All right, you know what? He changed my mind. Hey, man.
We're both very strong-minded people. And when you have strong-minded people that are creative, because Tracy forgets more ideas than she brings up in a minute, and she gets some very good ideas in very short periods of time, and then when you have somebody that thinks like that, if you can recognize it, then you know how to work with that person, and you can get some things done, because when you have people that have ideas, you're talking about having dominion over things and over different areas. And it may take you a little while for some things to turn, But all in all, it'll be worth something later.
It'll be worth our while.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather it be worth our while the slow way than to be there fast
and not have
and
flow
out.
Right.
Well, y'all, the light will shine on y'all when y'all embrace libertarianism. That's what's holding y'all back.
Will I get a check if I become a libertarian, Alex?
You might. You'll start getting Rand Paul crowds.
No, Alex. This is the issue.
Listen,
are you gonna cut me a check? Because you know you cheap. You got the first dollar you ever made.
Well,
don't let me start
talking.
See that what I'm talking about? You know when you come here for the holidays, you have to come in and hang out with us, right?
Yeah, I guess
that
so.
Means
okay,
you
got
to come in Thursday night or stay.
So you
got to stay through Tuesday.
You got to make sure you're here.
Okay.
Put it in the schedule.
Oh, y'all love.
Because people
want to
meet you.
Broadcasting up. Oh yeah. Wow.
Yes, they want to know who
y'all
you are.
Y'all broadcasting on that Friday? That Friday, y'all broadcasting? You gonna be?
We're
on
broadcasting on the Friday.
Friday before, yeah.
Not on the Monday, but on the Friday. So put it in your schedule when you come to the Yo. That you, your wife got to. Don't bring them kids in here.
But I got good kids, you know.
How old are your
kids,
man?
Well behaved. 5 and 3. They're well behaved.
No, leave your children at home. Alex came home to visit, and I happened to be over the home that he was at. And his kids came through there like real boys. The house was not broken in until Alex and his children arrived. He's got boys. They made so much noise, and they run, and they scream. They play, I don't know if they play cowboys and Indians, but they need to because they sound like it. Talk about bringing life to a house.
Well, that's
you know, they only get that chance once. You gotta let them, you know, get that energy out and just have fun. You know, they're kids, so let them be kids. We don't let kids go outside and play no more. You know, so we gotta get back to letting them use their imaginations instead of sitting them in front of video games and stuff. Just let them play.
Oh.
You know.
That is true.
I agree with that. That's why I said keep your kids at home. I agree with you. I think kids should be kids, and they ought to make as much noise and have use as much energy as they possibly can during the day. Just go buck wild. That's why they have parents.
I'm looking at these things.
What are you looking at, Jeff? You know, Jeff, I found that you have an addiction.
To?
Facebook.
Not on Facebook.
That doesn't mean, has nothing to do with your addiction.
I'm wearing my addiction.
You don't play Angry Birds.
Oh, my God. I still play Angry Birds.
I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up. I'm not going to quit playing Bubbles.
Right. We'll see.
Is that Blind Mike? Is that South Carolina? Or Blind Mike?
This is Blind Mike. Is still here, I think. This is South Carolina.
No, Blind Mike hung up. Listen here, I got to tell you something. And since I'm picking on people, I got 7 minutes before the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina introduces me to Not So Blind Mike.
Yeah.
And then South Carolina disappears for days at a time. So Not So Blind Mike and South Carolina are not on the phone at the same time. So could it be that they could be one and the same?
No. No. Behind Mike is a 6'1" white guy. And no. No, I
didn't
pay for a few days. I had to go down to Georgia for a birthday party.
And you know they have better cell service in Georgia than they do in South Carolina, right?
Yeah, right. Got there in the sticks. Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, none of them have cell service. You can't even get a daggone text message in there.
Oh, that's bad.
Can I ask South Carolina a question on the air here?
You can ask anything you like.
You've been down to Edisto Island?
Yeah.
South Carolina? You like it down there? It's nice.
It's nice. It's nice down there. It's a little bit expensive, but it's nice.
Okay. Yeah, but the wife and I, we're trying to get away for the anniversary next week, so we plan to go over there to Edisto.
I think you ought to come to Youngstown.
Well, that's Labor Day now. You're talking about anniversary. This is
talking about coming to Youngstown on vacation. Somebody ought to beat her with this microphone she got in front of
her. It's a great vacation destination.
Somebody ought to beat her with this microphone. Supposed to be trying to break up out of here and go somewhere just so they can live.
The shiniest thing in Youngstown is the jail.
Hey,
trying to get over there.
Oh, not no more.
No more,
man.
You can't crack on.
YSU built some brand new buildings. So
you're right.
We're looking pretty progressive these days. Oh, man. We're looking a little bit progressive these
you
days.
You guys can't crack on Youngstown like that.
Well,
that's not nice.
Tracy, as a vacation destination, for Youngstown, I mean, maybe to build a business or something to that effect, but what's there to do in Youngstown?
Jazz in the park on Sunday.
You got Tracy and friends in the afternoon.
Jazz in the park on Sunday. Listen, I had some of the baddest cats playing Sunday.
And still wouldn't let me sing.
You didn't come nowhere near it. Be quiet. And they play with me as my ensemble, and then sometimes I'm invited to play with them up in Cleveland, and we had a ball Sunday, myself and part of the David Thomas Orchestra out of Cleveland. So it was great, fantastic. We had some great people, gave a couple dollars to help us fill the season out, like the Moransky Companies. Springfield Grill and Michael Alberini's and a couple other people, Vic's Roofing and Montine Southern Cuisine. I'm doing it on the for gratis. They're not paying for commercials on here, but they need to. And
we'll go get them.
And Shots Tire Service, that's my cat. Shots did their thing. And then we have several other patrons, which we'll be reading off at the park this Sunday.
You can read them all. Go ahead.
No, I don't have them, so I can't read them all.
You didn't read off 17 of them now. You might as well read off the other 22.
I'm going to see. I'm hoping that we'll get a couple things because I want to do something special for the finale, but we'll see what happens.
Well, listen, guys, I'm at the end of the day, and I got to go. But I appreciate all of you. I think I got to go. I love you guys all. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Jeff will be here. Jeff and Six will be here. They're going to talk with Masad Abdu. And they're going to be talking about Stand Your Ground, and they're going to probably be a very, very detailed show. Masad Abdu is one of the nationally recognized marksmen and NRA instructors, and he's with a Backwoods Home. He does a lot of writing when it comes to gun rights. So he's going to be on here tomorrow with Sticks and Jeff, and it's going to be a great show. So you need to stick and stay. It'll be at 12 noon tomorrow, Wednesday. Tomorrow is the 31st of July, the last day before we head into August. And I appreciate them. I'll try to make it in. If I can't, they'll hold down the fort. We'll see you then. God bless you. Have a good afternoon. I love you.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger, an Army private who admitted to leaking hundreds of thousands of U.S. government secrets to the website WikiLeaks, has learned his fate. ABC's Stephen Portnoy is at Fort Meade, Maryland.
Colonel Denise Lynn found